The Tickler File. One elegant way to manage non-actionable items that may need an action in the future is the Tickler File. A three-dimensional version of a calendar, it allows you to hold physical reminders of things that you want to see or remember, not now, but in the future. It can be an extremely functional tool, allowing you to, in effect, set up your own post office and mail things to yourself for receipt on a designated future date. I myself have used a Tickler File for years and can't imagine being without it. Essentially, the Tickler is a simple file folder system that allows you to distribute paper and other physical reminders in such a way that whatever you want to see on a particular date in the future automatically shows up that day in your in-basket. If you have a secretary or assistant, you can entrust at least a part of this task to him or her, assuming that he or she has some working version of this or a similar system. Typical examples would be, hand me this agenda the morning of the day I have the meeting, or give this back to me on Monday to rethink since it applies to a meeting on Wednesday, or remind me about the Hong Kong trip 2 weeks ahead and we'll plan the logistics. Then, every day of the week, that day's folder is pulled and reviewed. While you can and probably should utilize staff to handle as much of this as is appropriate, I recommend that if you can integrate it into your lifestyle, you maintain your own Tickler File. There are many useful functions it can perform, at least some of which you may want to avail yourself of outside the pale of your assistant's responsibilities. I use my Tickler File to manage my travel tickets and confirmations, paper-based travel directions, agendas and maps, reminders of event notifications that come in the mail, information about might-want-to-buy kinds of things I want to reconsider in the future, and so forth. Bottom line, the Tickler File demands only a 1 second per day new behavior to make it work, and it has a payoff value logarithmically greater than the personal investment. Setting up a Tickler File. You need 43 folders, 31 daily files labeled 1 through 31, and 12 more labeled with the names of the months of the year. The daily files are kept in front, beginning with the file for tomorrow's date. If today is October 5th, then the first file would be number 6. The succeeding daily files represent the days of the rest of the month, 6 through 31. Behind the 31 file is the monthly file for the next month, November, and behind that are the daily files 1 through 5. Following that are the rest of the monthly files, December through October. The next daily file is emptied into your in-basket every day, and then the folder is refiled at the back of the dailies, at which point, instead of October 6, it represents November 6. In the same way, when the next monthly file reaches the front, it's emptied into the in-basket and refiled at the back of the monthlies to represent November a year from now. On October 31st, in other words, after you empty the daily file, the November file will be the next one, with the daily files 1 through 31 behind it. This is a perpetual file, meaning that at any given time it contains files for the next 31 days and the next 12 months. You can refer to the PDF file included with this program for a Tickler File example diagram. The big advantage of using file folders for your Tickler system is that they allow you to store actual documents, the form that needs to be filled out on a certain day, the memo that needs to be reviewed then, the telephone note that needs action on a specific date, etc. In order for the system to work, you must update it every day. If you forget to empty the daily file, you won't trust the system to handle important data, and you'll have to manage those things some other way. If you leave town or don't access the file on the weekend, you must be sure to check the folders for the days you'll be away before you go.